Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. You know that DraftKings Sportsbook is my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love it, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention. You bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $100 in free credits. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Wager paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante, and back with us is Greg Pickle. Greg, welcome back.
It is good to be back, Jim. It was a good 2 weeks of some vacation and some downtime, but I am ready to rock and roll, as I know you are as well.
Fantastic. It's good timing to have you back because it is June, and because it is June, that means it's time to talk recruiting. Visits are now open. The floodgates are open. Recruits are coming in. Let's talk about the first week that's in the books at Penn State. Let's talk about what's transpired. And I want to start with Ryan Brubaker. He's the four-star offensive lineman from Cocalico. I think Penn State's in pretty good shape with him. What could you tell us about Brubaker?
Yeah, I would say Penn State's in pretty darn good shape with him. But the thing is, Jim, it is not a guarantee that they land him, which is a surprise, I think, for a guy from Lancaster, from the Lancaster area, plays Cocalico, so he's familiar with Penn State as a Central PA native. Of course, his dad played for the Nittany Lions, so they have that going for them. But he has been very direct from the start that that was not going to be the main deciding factor with where he goes. He wasn't going to not go to Penn State because his dad went there. He wasn't going to only go to Penn State because his dad went there. So he saw Stanford. He saw us to see South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee before deciding. I think this trip obviously was a good one for him and his family, and they seem to have a great time. So we'll see how things shake out. I'm sure Penn State put its best foot forward in this recruitment. He already knew a lot about the Lions, and I'm sure just getting to sit and meet with the coaches in person was a big deal. So, you know, the goal when you host, when you host a kid this early in his visit process is to make sure that whatever you show him stacks up well against any other school he's going to see. So Penn State, I think, was probably able to do that. And now we'll just have to fend off these other programs until, he's ready to make a decision, which he has said it's going to be in mid-July.
And just to understand how this works, June players are now available to visit campus, do their official visits. Does it go dark again in July where they can't do the visits? So it's up to the players. They're going to try to get as many visits as they can in this month of June.
Yeah, that's my understanding, Jim, that after the last weekend in June, things will go back to a dead period. Now, I'm pretty sure that, there's the forces behind the scenes are still trying to have that change, but that seems to be the plan for now. So, yeah, you pretty much have last week and weekend and the rest of the weeks in June to get things done. And I don't really think it's right because it's very hard, I'm sure, for families to try and plan this out in such a way that allows them to see as many places as possible, but ultimately the NCAA makes these decisions, and I'm sure that, you know, the coaches and whatnot would not mind having some downtime. But yeah, at this moment in time, Jim, the 28th of June starts a dead period that runs until the 24th of July, and then the last week of July would be a quiet period when kids could come back to campus. So we'll see how it all plays out, but that's where things stand for now.
So if you're a player, again, like Brubaker, what you do is you plan all of these visits in June. And again, even if he's determined to go to Penn State, you certainly can't blame the kid for saying, let me look around. Let me see what Stanford has to offer, what South Carolina or Vanderbilt has to offer, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, especially coming off this year where kids weren't allowed to see other places, they weren't allowed to experience what other programs are like. So yeah, I think you owe it to yourself, if you're not already committed somewhere, to take the time to go make visits and to take the time to go see what's going on at other schools and what they have to offer. And even if you go into those trips knowing where you want to go or having a pretty good feeling of where you want to go, just the different experiences and the things that you'll learn at each college is valuable and can be used at the school you end up picking. So, yeah, absolutely. I think every kid that can should take 5 visits, and even more if they're able to, prior to, you know, getting to the time when, you have to make a decision. So, yeah, we'll see. But I do think that with Brubaker, Penn State's in pretty darn good shape. And it's just a matter now of whether or not Penn State can fend off these other challengers. And I think that, you know, South Carolina is probably one of them, probably more so than Tennessee and Vanderbilt. And I have to think that Stanford, if he got the sense that it wasn't too far away, that maybe they're in the mix too, because obviously the academics there are unmatched in a lot of ways. And, you know, they're pretty darn, or at least have been pretty good at football too. So, yeah, like I said, you know, if you made me pick today, Jim, I think I would say that Penn State's in the driver's seat of this one, but it's far from over.
Yeah, a Stanford degree's not a bad thing. There's also a couple interesting names, and I am calling it the IMG connection. First of all, IMG must have one hell of a high school football team. Okay, let's start with that. But a couple IMG players, highly rated players, made their way to State College in the first week of June.
Yeah, so, you know, two guys to know here, Katron Allen, he's a running back, and the other one is Keon Saab from Florida at IMG Academy. He's originally from New Jersey, and he is a safety. So those are the two guys that came up from IMG. In addition, of course, to Drew Shelton from Downingtown, also now plays at IMG Academy, longtime Penn State commit, was on campus. And there was a 2023 linebacker whose name escapes me at the moment, but he was there too. So, yeah, they got that contingent on hand. And obviously, you know, I think they'll take Allen down the road, but I think Saab's really the priority of the two right now. He's a super talented player. I believe he's a 5-star consensus now. Really the kind of guy that at safety Penn State's not been able to land. I mean, they've landed some pretty good 3-stars who have been serviceable, and they've gone to the JUCO ranks to get guys and things like that. They've moved corners to safety, but this would be, in my opinion, really that first impact 5-star safety of the James Franklin era that you can count on to come in and make a difference. You know, we thought that maybe that would be the case with Tyler Rudolph or Enzo Jennings. Hasn't been yet. We'll see if that's the case, but I think Saab's the guy that comes in wherever he ends up and probably plays right away. So it was good to have him on campus. Again, there's a lot of other schools in play there, and there's probably a better chance than not that he wants to stay in the South, but we'll see.
For Saab, has he indicated what his decision time frame was?
He has not yet that I've seen. Now, again, I do think that what's going to end up happening here is that a lot of guys are going to get to that point at the end of June, that June 28 dead period, and between June 28 and the week, before the last week of June, that like 4-week stretch, I really do believe that at that point you'll see a ton of guys make decisions. It's going to be a pretty crazy four weeks of guys making decisions and committing and decommitting and all that. So I think that we will see some commitments in June. I know that's going to be something that pops up here and there, but I think most guys will take all their trips and see everything they want to see, and then from June 28th to July 25th will just be a madness of commitments.
That's what I would assume. Get all the visits in, gather your information, group with the family, then make the call. We mentioned Katron Allen, the running back from IMG. The whole running back recruitment has been interesting. Those who follow recruiting, we all think of Nick Singleton first from the Reading area, a Pennsylvania kid. But where is the status of the running back recruiting? Are they going to bring in two of them if they can?
I think so, yes. I don't think there's any doubt that they want to bring in two, and I think it starts with Nick Singleton and Omarion Hampton. And I know we're going to get into some of what I saw out of the 7-on-7 camp recently in the next segment, but one of the things I'll say now in this conversation is that when I was talking to Bo Prabula, the 4-star quarterback from Central York, and was able to ask him, you know, who is the guy you're most looking forward to in this class or that you really want to have in this class, he said Nick Singleton, and didn't think twice about it, didn't bat an eye, said that a Reading guy guy like that is, you know, a guy in Governor Mifflin, close to a Pennsylvania guy, obviously, and a lot of these guys have interactions with him at different events and camps and stuff. So we'll see. But I do believe that when it comes to the top two, it's Hampton and Singleton, and Penn State will host both this month and see what happens from there. You know, I think it's not out of the question that those guys could maybe wait a little bit longer than that July point to make a call. But, you know, I do think for Penn State, the top two are those two. And then there's some others like Allen a little bit further down the board.
All right. There was also a new offer that went out this week from Penn State.
Yeah, so it went to J.B. Nelson, the offensive lineman from Lackawanna. And he's had some other offers. So this isn't a case of Penn State getting a Lackawanna guy to campus, seeing him work out, and then offering. That was how things went with Norville Black and Jair Brown. For J.B. Nelson, he's 6'6", 310. Maryland, NC State, Ole Miss, West Virginia had all already offered. So there's obviously there's some other players here in this recruitment, and I think for Penn State, they look at this guy as someone who can come in maybe a year or two from now and be ready to go. So we will see how things shake out on that front, but Penn State obviously has a very good history of landing Lackawanna College players, including Tyrese Mills, a safety who's already committed in this cycle to the Lions. So, you know, they'll certainly have a leg up in this recruitment, but I also think that as he goes on some tours, camp tours and stuff like that, you know, his offer list is going to blow up. And I think that this one could take a little bit longer to be decided than past Lackawanna commit or, you know, recruitments have.
Do you look at him as an interior lineman or a tackle?
Yeah, I mean, if he is truly 6'6", 310, he's a tackle all the way. I wish I had seen, you know, we obviously aren't there this year. The camps are closed to the public, so we're not able to see these guys in person. But the one thing that I will say is that, you know, if he is 6'6", 310, which some of the shots you see from outside of the stadium indicate that that's probably pretty close, then, yeah, he looks like a tackle to me.
And one last note, Keenan Nelson, a cornerback, highly regarded cornerback out of the Philadelphia area, he's scheduled to visit this coming week, but he showed up this past week also, unprompted, just showed up. That's pretty good news for Penn State, isn't it?
Yeah, you would sure think so. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy taking a surprise unofficial visit a week before, or, you know, a couple weeks before, whatever it is, before his official visit. So, yeah, that's a good sign for Penn State. Obviously, there's a lot of other schools involved here, and some schools question, I think, whether he's a linebacker or whether he's a safety, and maybe that's caused him to fall in the rankings a little bit. But ultimately, when I look at Keenan Nelson, this is a guy that Penn State's made a priority. This is a guy who's from Philadelphia St. Joe's, where they've picked up commitments from before, a place where you're always going to have high-profile guys. So I would definitely say he's one to keep an eye on and could be one of those rare June commitments to Penn State whenever he does come to campus. We'll have to wait and see.
All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around quarter number two. We're going to talk about that 7-on-7 tournament that Greg attended. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.